Hi, I'm Cassie, the creator of Chosen Ones, a D&D podcast that was originally hosted on YouTube as a visual novel-style production that is now coming to podcasting platforms. Due to the immersive nature of the campaign, we really didn't have the traditional introduction most podcasts give to our cast members. So we decided to make this, to give you a better idea of who we are and who we'll be playing. As a short intro to the world in general, Chosen Ones takes place in the first few hundred years of the planet Absalom, on a continent known as Varun. The world is still developing, religious and political wars are always threatening to break out, and there are many mysteries about how this world came to be. To combat the hardships of Absalom, people with extraordinary powers began to develop, known as Sparks, and from these Sparks, a Chosen One could form. Our story follows four of these Sparks, and potential Chosen Ones, as they work to discover who the next Chosen One might be. And now that you have some basic knowledge of the campaign, let's meet the cast.
My name is Funny Bunny Jay, and I play Aviath Abaddon, an Asmer Paladin. And he sounds like this. It is I, Aviath, White Knight of Justice and Honor, and Slayer of the Undead. So Aviath, in this story, is not an underdog by any means. He was basically just born special. There was a prophecy that states that there would be an Asmer born one day who naturally has his wings out at all times, and that child turned out to be Aviath. Aviath, growing up, was always extremely talented with both his magic and his physical abilities, and he grew up to become this famous hero known for slaying fiends and undead and all sorts of other unholy things. And his biggest accomplishment that really skyrocketed him to fame was defeating this fiend called the Abigrim. And as a result of being this big accomplished hero and basically being born special and totally special his whole life, he ended up with quite an ego. In this story, there are people called Sparks who show signs that they could one day be the Chosen One. He's only been told that he has the potential to be the Chosen One. Aviath is already very confident that he will be the Chosen One. He basically just already calls himself the Chosen One because he's so confident in himself and his abilities that he has no doubt in his mind that the Chosen One is his destiny, even though that was never officially confirmed. But there's more to his personality than just having a big ego. He is also very paladin-esque, but he takes it so far that he's practically like a parody of a paladin. He's super loud, he's like yelling all the time, very boisterous, he's incredibly stupid, and he is obnoxiously religious. He's always trying to cram his religion down other people's throats and trying to get other people to live up to the standards of his religion. In terms of physical appearance, I haven't really went over that, have I? He is this huge, 7-foot-tall, very muscular guy who's always wearing his pearly white shiny suit of armor, and he practically never takes the armor off. And underneath the helmet of his armor, he's got these glowing yellow eyes. So the thing that interested me about this campaign initially is the premise. It's got this really interesting premise where there's a whole bunch of chosen ones throughout history. It's an integral part of the world that everyone in this world is aware of. And those who show sparks, which are signs that they could become the chosen one one day, for some reason they're being hunted down by this organization, even though the term chosen one typically implies that you're going to be the one to save the world. So it sort of adds this mystery of like, why are people killing these potential chosen ones? Why is this organization doing this? I doubt it's just because they're evil. I think there's a lot more to this campaign than the premise leads on. And I'm excited to see where it goes. And I think another reason why people should be listening to this campaign is because the players are going to add a lot of fun to this as well. I think this cast has a lot of very funny and comedic moments that show how well the characters bounce off of one another. And I think the way in which these characters' personal backstories sort of intertwine with one another will also make for a very dramatic and suspenseful story at times as well. That's all. I hope you all are as excited as I am to see this adventure through, and I hope you all enjoy my contribution as Aviath, the most obnoxious paladin you'll ever meet.
Whoa, how's it going, babies? My name is Zen, and I play Shui, a half-elf bard with a College of Swords subclass. I would describe Shui as a happy-go-lucky kid full of excitement and passion and genuine curiosity. He He loves adventure and he loves hearing heroic tales and legends, among other such things. And while there's no guarantee that he will accurately remember all of the details or even recognize a hero when they're standing like 2 feet away from him, hearing stories like that inspires him to be the best he can be and to always be willing to try new things. And you know, while he's certainly not the smartest person out there, I believe his tenacity and his flexibility will hopefully more than make up for what he lacks in his headspace. In terms of physical appearance, Chewie is a slightly below average height young man with long blue hair, bright blue eyes, and a sparkling smile. He wears a traditional Japanese hoppy with a wavy river-like pattern on it, which represents where he grew up and kind of also what he symbolizes. I mean, you hear river and you obviously think of water, which is very free-flowing in nature, which is kind of what I attribute to Chewie. When I was conceptualizing this guy, I had this vivid image of a nimble acrobatic swordsman who performed tricks and various displays of skill on the battlefield with sword in hand, you know. So from the beginning, I already had a very strong concept of who it was that I wanted to play, and creating his actual design also came to me pretty naturally, which surprised even me because usually I agonize over character design, like it's rough out here. But in this case, it was instant, I would say. Creating him, there were two things I knew for sure. The first, well, I knew that I wanted him to be young, if not the youngest in the party, because youth not only suggests a certain degree of inexperience and naivete, but it also represents an aspect of freedom and untapped potential, which are two things I really hope can come across in play. I mean, don't get me wrong, you can be 61 and be oh so unbothered. I mean, but you know what I'm saying, right? Like, you get what I mean. I'm not crazy. The second thing that I knew is that I wanted the sword he uses to fight and perform with to be like a partner to him with a significance beyond his comprehension. And after conspiring with Cassie, I think we were able to create compelling lore that would help support that. And I'm excited for it all to be revealed to you guys in due time, including myself, because I have zero idea what Cassie has planned. It's kind of scary. Other than that, it'll probably become apparent really quickly, but I think it's worth noting that the environment Chewie grew up in is in part inspired by Eastern culture. So like, don't call me out. But I mean, not one specific region per se, but I think it'll become quite clear in what capacities real life Eastern culture has influenced Chewie's mannerisms and style. When Cassie first pitched the campaign to our group, what drew me in about it was the notion of a world at its genesis. It's not very often that I get to play in a setting so close to the beginning, you know, where rather than reading up on world history, of which there is some, but we actually get to make the history that people are going to be reading in the future. So it got me thinking, like, what kind of legacy do I want the world to remember my character by? And the answer is, I don't know. I don't know yet. And that's something I'm going to have to figure out in character, in campaign, and the idea of that really, really makes me look forward to each and every session we have. But the thing I look forward to the most about Chosen Ones is probably seeing how the characters each grow into their roles as chosen candidates, what you guys will learn are called sparks. For better or worse, I anticipate a lot of really good character development. Well, maybe not really good. I mean, it could be really bad, but regardless, after spending however much time this is going to last, getting to know these characters and following their journey, at the end of it all, when we find out who the actual Chosen One is, I think that moment right there is going to be so worth it for me. Anyway, what you think? You think I talked enough? I hope you guys look forward to Chewie Nanigans in campaign and support him on his journey to becoming a hero. That's gonna be all from me. Yep, bye.
My name is Shayna, and I play Theo Redston, a trans demi-male human revised ranger. His pronouns are they, he. Theo is 27 years old. He's 5'5" and has a medium build. He's generally fit with tan skin, and his eyes and hair are both a deep chestnut brown. He prefers wearing red clothing and anything that really goes with that. Theo grew up working on his Auntie Alice and Uncle Oscar's farm for half of his life. Why there? Well, perhaps that'll come out in game, but who knows? He worked with animals a lot, and he also did a lot of gardening. He went to college in his early 20s, but returned to the farm for some reason. Perhaps that information will come out later too. As for his personality, he's generally nice and likes to make sure people are doing okay. He's also a little awkward, very awkward. He may have bursts of confidence and regret it immediately afterward. He has very little tolerance for any sort of bigotry. If he senses himself being particularly belittled for any specific reason, or if he sees anyone else around him being picked on or something similar, he may use a short burst of confidence to bite back, but again, that kind of thing never lasts long, and he is almost always embarrassed about it afterward. Unrelated, but Theo often thinks about the meaning of the universe and the power of destiny. He generally feels small and insignificant, especially in comparison to the universe, as he often thinks on it. He may relate almost any event in his life to the powers of destiny, and he may use fate as an excuse to try to make someone feel better about an event in their past. Aside from fate and destiny and all that, he also super loves pretty much anything to do with the universe itself. Like, he loves to look at the stars and ponder dramatically. He loves galaxies and stuff like that, and anything to do with astrological phenomena. I don't know how else to put it, but that is something that he's very interested in. So he's interested in the sky and also in the universe around him, along with nature and all that, because when he went to college, he studied plants and animals and such. And aside from that, he's also very interested in philosophy. He may not, you know, have many philosophical ideas himself, but he would love to read things along those lines. I was interested in this game because I played a lot of things hosted by Cassie, and they're all mysterious and intriguing and lots of fun. I definitely wanted in because of that, but otherwise the premise of being a chosen one sounded interesting. I entered a character that specifically isn't very special just to see what happens. Theo doesn't have much to go for talent-wise, but I thought his interest in Destiny would really fuel some thoughtful moments in this campaign in particular. I'm most excited for our characters to learn and grow together as a party. I love role-playing heartfelt character interactions, or funny things, I don't know. Just character interaction in general is a lot of fun. Any PC making friends is great content to me. It doesn't even have to include my character. I just love seeing characters become friends. Could even be, like, just NPCs. Just watching NPCs become friends, that's great too. Like, I just love stuff like that. As for anything else to share about my character, I would love to mention that Theo was partially inspired by the character Dorothy Gale of the Wizard of Oz series. I just love the idea of someone very normal being thrown into a fantastical situation. As for anyone out there listening, I encourage you to keep up with the game, not really for myself or my character, but more because I think you'll really enjoy Cassie's storytelling. And my fellow party members are just wonderful at creating fun scenes through improv as well. I've already had tons of fun with this group, and I think you'd be missing out if you opted not to follow along. Thank you, and have a great day.
Hello, my name is Ripley, and I am playing Brandy. He is a tiefling warlock. Brandy is a southern warlock. He's a cowboy that very big, very bulky, stands about 6'5", very wide, and also pale, with like these strange black markings all over his body, and like this short cut in a beard. He's a very big, scary man, at least he looks like it, but really he's just kind of really quiet and kind of to himself a little bit, tries to be as nice as he can and see other people's perspectives, and he doesn't have anything bad in his backstory whatsoever, no trauma or anything like that at all. What interested me in joining this campaign is I just kind of enjoy Cassie's DMing because I'm also just a real big fan of D&D in general. I really like playing it a lot, and it seemed like fun. The concept of chosen ones and all that stuff is always a fun dynamic, an always fun story element, and also some outside knowledge from previous campaigns that were not recorded. This is like a prequel in a world that Cassie's been building for a long time, so it's definitely like something I am very interested in, very into finding out more about. To be honest, what I'm most excited about is the character interactions, because My fellow players, the ones I'm playing with, Jay, Shayna, and Zen, are all really good when making characters. Their characters are always very interesting and very fun to interact with, and I enjoy them a lot. And knowing a couple of the characters that were already going into this, I adore them already. They are wonderful. They were in either previous campaigns or in text RPs and things like that. So I already loved half the characters, and I'm very excited to get to interact with them in real time. Only thing I really want to share about Brandy is that he's one of my favorite PCs, specifically because he is a character study. I like to do character studies for my PCs, and Brandy is one that I'm particularly interested in, that I think will be very interesting with the dynamic of Jay's character specifically. I can't say why yet, I really want to, but Jay's character Aviath and my character Brandy are opposites in a lot of ways, and it won't be immediately apparent, I don't think, but I think it will be really fun to unpack that over time. I think it'll be very exciting, and I'm very, very excited for that. I would love to talk about him because I've kept his stuff a secret for years, but yeah, I think it'll be fun. To tell you what the driving point for this campaign is, I would say it's that the people working on it are great writers and great at creating interesting and dynamic characters. That we've all been doing this for years. We've been playing D&D for years. We've been creating a ton of characters. We've been telling a lot of stories together. We've done it for a long time, and everybody in this group knows how to create a character that even on the surface doesn't seem to have a lot of depth, but once you peel back the layers, you can see how much thought was put into them. And I think that's great, and there's a lot of love that goes into that. And plus, we're all just like a group of friends that really do care about each other and love each other, and it's really sweet when we decided we wanted to share that. I do think that this group in particular is something good. There's a reason that the five of us always end up in a campaign together. We usually gravitate to each other because we play off each other very well. I think it'll be really fun. And I think if you want to see some of that and see the interesting things that I'm sure my fellow players have come up with, you should definitely keep listening.
Thank you so much for listening to our Meet the Cast introduction. I just wanted to note before you continue that this podcast is originally a visual novel style show, as I said in the intro, based on the YouTube channel Casserole, spelled C-A-S-S-I-R-O-L-L. All of our cast are artists, and we have visuals for every character, as well as battle maps for fights and an animated opening and ending. If you get caught up and want to continue the story, there is always more on YouTube. And we also host live premieres every week with our listeners. However, I totally understand those who want to keep to a more traditional version of our show, so we strive to make it easy to listen to without any visuals. Keeping all that in mind, we hope you enjoy the adventure. I'm so proud of what we've made, and I feel like you're going to love it too. And I'll see you in episode 1.